Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The World Health Organization took a dramatic step this week to declare red and processed meats as cancer-causing foods, carcinogens. The meat industry responded predictably to the UN agency defending what it considers to be healthy food with ridicule of the International Agency for Research on Cancer. Barry Carpenter, North American Meat Institute president and CEO, said in a statement that red and processed meat are among 940 substances reviewed by the IARC. Found to pose some level of theoretical hazard, only one substance, a chemical in yoga pants, has been declared by IARC not to cause cancer. Well, we've invited two people to evaluate how seriously we should take this initiative by the WHO. Maureen Ogle is author of In Meat We Trust, An Unexpected History of Carnivore America. And Mark Bittman, author most recently of Mark Bittman's Kitchen Matrix, is also here. Maureen, let's start with you. How seriously do you take this, or should we all?
I don't, and I don't think you should. I think it's an extraordinary waste of time and money. In a few years, somebody will tell us something different. That's kind of the immediate kind of knee-jerk take. But from my perspective as a historian, this notion that red meat and processed meats cause cancer, this has been around and peddled since the 1970s. And I'm not a scientist. I want to make that clear. But as near as I can tell from what I've read about the WHO's report, the science in this is there, but it's not so overwhelming that you are utterly convinced by it. At least I'm not. And the other fact to take into consideration, of course, is that statistics are very confusing. And the risk rates, the danger rates, when you really break them down and crunch them, are minimal. And probably your odds of dying by some idiot texting while driving slamming into you are much higher than if you eat a hot dog.
That's Maureen Ogle. Now, Mark Bittman.
Well, I agree, actually, with most of what Ms. Ogle has said, except for one thing. The evidence over the last 25 years or so all points in sort of the same direction, which is too much meat is probably not good for you. Eating a hot dog is not going to kill you. There is no cause and effect, that is to say, you don't eat meat and get sick. But it does seem that meat is a contributing factor, red meat especially, and processed meats especially. It does seem they're contributing factors in some cancers. So a cautious person might choose to eat less meat, which is a message we're getting from many different angles anyway.
And are you such a cautious person who has made such a choice?
I made that choice 8 or 10 years ago. And I think what's pretty clear is that the more plants we eat, the healthier we are. For me, the primary culprit in bad health, bad diet in the United States is junk food. If there's a secondary culprit, it's animal products. So if you're going to eat more plants, which most people think is a good idea, the things you want to eat them instead of are junk food and animal products.
All right. So given my frustration over your common ground here, Maureen and Mark, if we were to simply have a trend that was downward in the consumption of meats, processed and red, Maureen, would you object to that? And should this be one of the reasons to maybe think about that? Or, again, is it not important?
I eat very little meat. I didn't eat meat for 25 years and only started eating again a few years ago. I eat 25 pounds of meat in comparison to what I guess is the average 225 pounds for Americans. I don't even know how anybody can eat that much meat. But I think that's a separate issue. In this case, with the WHO's report, the headlines yesterday were comical. This is being presented to the public as meat causes cancer. That tone, the way it gets interpreted in the press, to me does more harm than good. I'm pretty sure that this was good news for people like Mark Bittman, who earn a living trying to convince people to eschew the products of industrial agriculture. What is your term?
Vegan before six. Thank you very much.
Vegan before six. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think Americans should eat less meat. I got no problem with that. But I also think it's even more nuttyville that we waste time and energy on studies like this. I mean, this is a report for the haves, right? Not the haves not, because most people haven't got enough meat to worry about.
Is America culturally capable of giving up the meat base of its diet? And then, Mark, you can follow up on that. Maureen?
That is a very good question. As I told you whenever that was a couple of years ago when the book came out, if people want to know why we have a problem, if you want to understand the flaws of the food system in general and livestock production and meat consumption in particular, don't go blaming big food agribusiness corporations. Go look in the mirror. Because it's clear to me after 7 years of working on the book I wrote that demand is what has created the system we have. And meat is very efficient and very easy to get. And I do think that if the only way to alter that system is to have some kind of deep-seated change in the way Americans view their sense of entitlement when it comes to diet, and you got me as to how we're supposed to do that.
So that deep conversation about entitlement, about what's appropriate, about broad senses of the way agriculture affects the environment and where meat fits into that, that's a better way of getting that trend line down than simply saying it causes cancer. I'm going to direct this to Mark, Maureen.
Well, you know, I agree with Maureen that much ado is being made about not much here. But as I said, the trends are to say that a lot of meat eating is not good for you. And Americans recognize that. Our meat consumption is down. You're looking for a pro-meat person and you find someone who's practically a self-proclaimed vegetarian or who eats very little meat. That is what people are doing. And they're doing it, A, because they perceive meat to be less healthy than alternatives, perhaps. And also it could be that people understand that industrially produced meat is a really bad thing for the environment, bad thing for farming in general. So there are other factors here besides slightly increased, maybe slightly increased risk of colon cancer.
Maureen Ogle is author of In Meat We Trust, An Unexpected History of Carnivore America. And Mark Bittman is author most recently of Mark Bittman's Kitchen Matrix. Mark is right here in the studio of WNYC. Thanks, Mark.
Great to be here, John.
And Maureen Ogle joined us from Iowa Public Radio. Thanks, Maureen.
Thank you. Thanks, John. Nice to talk to you, Mark.
Same here, Maureen.
The WHO report has sparked a debate over on our Facebook page. Bill writes, life causes cancer. Pass the bacon. Megan tells us, meats fell out of my diet when in college I could only afford veggies and carbs. Reading about our meat manufacturing and sources around the same age didn't help. Yes, I still crave it, but I can't stand how sick it made me in the past. And David writes, to celebrate this ridiculous overreaction, this morning I made a pan of peppered sugared bacon. Delicious. We always want to hear from you and maybe have breakfast with you, too. Find us at facebook.com/thetakeaway or at thetakeaway.org.